It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Oh, good evening and welcome, everyone. TGIF, it's a Friday basketball MAC boys contest tonight as we come to you from Green Central School. It's the Green Trojans taking on the UV Storm. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along here tonight on WCDO Sports and WCDOsports.com. Again, the Green Trojans hosting the UV Storm in boys basketball tonight. Want to welcome you into our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler Auto Sales has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Also right now at Butler, they are having a special on rentals for cars and vans, so make sure to check that out at butlerautosales.com. So, looks to be a great contest here tonight. I think this one's been circled on the calendar for a while for me because going into the season, it certainly looks like these could be two of the stronger teams that have a chance to getting into the top four, which would put you into the semifinals of the MAC playoffs. So I'm really excited to see these two teams play tonight, especially Unadilla Valley. I got to catch them last week when they were in a non-leaguer up in Cooperstown, and they have just really, really challenged themselves with a very extremely tough schedule. They went down and played in the Stop DWI tournament. They played in another tournament at Johnson City. They've played a bunch of Class A and Class B schools, and tonight I'm really interested to see how that early season tough schedule, which they did very well in, pays off once they get into MAC play. On the other side for Green, I think it's going to be hard for anybody in the MAC to match up with them athletically. They have a bunch of really tall, lanky, athletic guys. If there's one team that can do it, it's Unadilla Valley. So I'm excited to watch these two teams go at it here tonight. You know, in the early part of the season, my guess is that Unadilla Valley, Green, Delhi, Sydney, those are some of the teams that are in the mix to possibly get a chance at making the playoffs. The top four would then play for the semifinals, moving on to the MAC championship this year. All right, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll break things down. We'll get you your starting lineups and get you set for the Green Boys hosting UV tonight on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's banking easier. And you can always go back anytime and listen to these games online at WCDOsports.com. Yes, you might be listening on the stream right now, but if you want to go back, you know, especially around the holidays, I think it's a great thing. You know, the aunts, the uncles are in from out of town. Hey, You know, my brother, my sister, my son, my daughter made the big shot the other night, made a great pass, won one of the awards. You can go back and listen and hear it all just as you're hearing it tonight on WCDOsports.com. Just click on Game Audio Archive. It's a free listen anytime you want, 24/7, 365, and it's all courtesy of SFCU. Both teams are wrapping up the warm-up period here tonight. We're going to get underway right on time at about 7:15. So that is great. This one will be on time and ready to go. The Green Boys hosting Unadilla Valley. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles on two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza, and they will get you financed. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. It's a great Friday night here, folks. There is a lot of games going on across all the leagues that we cover. The MAC, of course, the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley. Cooperstown is in action tonight. So if you want all those final scores later tonight, you can follow me on Twitter at Nate Lull, L-U-L-L. Or again, go to WCDOsports.com. The right side of the page is going to have everything right there for you. And as soon as I get done here, I'll start reaching out to my network, and we'll get those scores posted for you as quickly as we can. A lot of big games going on tonight, so I know everybody will be hungry for those scores as soon as these 7:15, 7:30 games wrap up tonight. So we'll do our best to get those posted for you ASAP later tonight. Again, two really tall, lanky, athletic teams that I think are going to get up and down the floor here tonight for Green and for Unadilla Valley. And again, UV really tested themselves in non-league play, I should say, early in the season. So I'm excited to see how that, pans out here tonight. For Green, a tough loss to Sydney last Friday in a game that came right down to the final shot. We had that here on CDO. Sydney came away with just a very slim victory. So I'm interested to see how Green bounces back from that as well. We're going to pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have the Green Boys hosting Unadilla Valley here tonight at GCS. We're in Trojan country on WCDO.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
We are live at Green High School tonight on WCDO. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back on our Main Street Sydney studios. And it's time now for the starting lineup. First for Matt Osborne and the UV Storm. Longtime head coach Matt Osborne for UV. They start with senior number one, Andrew Jackson. He's the guy you want to keep an eye on tonight if you are a fan of Unadilla Valley. He's really been making them tick this season. A junior, number 11, Caleb Parker. A senior, number 13, Levi Reifenberg, also a guy who's off to a strong start. A senior, number 22, Wyatt Gray, and a sophomore, number 23, Cameron Osborne. On the other side for head coach Chris Rice and the Green Trojans, we have junior, number 1, Nate Berry. Senior, number 10, Brandon Whitaker. We have junior, number 12, Alec Frayer. Senior, number 13, Spencer Klump. And junior, number 21, Nate Erickson. So Green is in the home white uniforms tonight with the green trims as Trojans and green lettering across the front of the chest there. Unadilla Valley is in the road of black uniforms with the white trim, also the purple trim. Says Storm in purple and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Both teams getting their final preparations underway, each talking with their respective head coaches. As they'll come out onto the floor, Unadilla Valley will go left to right to start things off here tonight once we jump it up, and Green will go right to left. So again, both teams getting their final preparations ready to go. A lot of tall guys when you look down both these rosters. You see a lot of 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", and even a couple 6'5s on there. So I think that's going to be really key here tonight. Who can win the rebounding battle? Who can clean the glass the best? And we have a great crowd on hand here at Green High School, all set to watch the Storm and the Trojans do battle tonight for a boys' early season MAC battle. And we are underway as Nate Berry wins the opening tip for Green, and we're underway between Green and Unadilla Valley. Right side of the floor for the Green Trojans. They'll work it around back to the top of the key here for Spencer Klump. Klump will go to Berry on the right side. Dribble drive into the paint. Stops. Wanted to pop at the foul line, but Levi Reifenberg was right there with a hand in his face. Green working it around. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Erickson. Kicks one back out. A three ball here for Green and Spencer Klump. It's off the mark. Rebound for Jackson. And he'll pump the brakes, get a little breathing room, and bring it back up the floor. With 7:20 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless between UV and Green. Both teams feeling each other out here on the opening possessions. A shot by Reifenberg is rejected there by Berry, but Reifenberg stole it back. Goes to Jackson, right side. He gets to the foul line. The jumper is too strong. Reifenberg tried to tip it in and went wide to the left, and a rebound on the far side by the guard, Brandon Whitaker, for Green. Erickson will work it back up the floor for the Trojans. He tries to get around Jackson. A lot of contact there, no call. Erickson steps back, tries a shot from the foul line. It's off the mark, and a rebound for Unadilla Valley. So 6:50 to go, first quarter. We're underway between the Trojans and the Storm, and we're scoreless here so far at Green High School in this boys' MAC basketball contest tonight. Here's Jackson, takes it right to the hoop on the right side. It rolls all the way around the rim and won't go down. Green with a rebound, ahead for Frayer. He wants to take it to the rim. Rejected out of there by Levi Reifenberg. Boy, two big boys getting after it, and Reifenberg said no. Boy, Alec Frayer, I'd say 6'4", 6'5", and not often he's going to get rejected like that, but Reifenberg with some great hops to tap it away. Green gets the ball in on the inbounds pass. They go to Nate Berry at the top of the key. He tries a long three. That rattles out, and windexing the glass is Reifenberg. That's one of his specialties. 6:20 to go, first quarter. We're still scoreless between UV and Green. Here's Jackson, closely guarded by Spencer Klump. Klump has his hands full tonight, but he's certainly athletic enough to do it. Jackson hands off to Reifenberg. His shot rolls around the rim, and again, one won't go. Klump back up the floor, quickly in transition. Tries to find Berry on the baseline left side. Berry fighting for position, and they'll call him on a charge as he was trying to clear some room with his elbow, and he's whistled for the charge. His first foul of the evening on either team. With 6:01 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless. Going back to Green's Spencer Klump, he was one of the only area players from the fall soccer season to be named to the All-State team. So congratulations to him. We'll talk a little bit more about that probably during our halftime break. Here's Reifenberg left side. Again, as Unadilla Valley goes left to right. Now they go to Parker. He's at the elbow right side. Finds Wyatt Gray and back to Jackson. Straight away three. That's from NBA range. Won't go down. Rebound for Erickson. Boy, both teams looking to run in the early going. We're scoreless with 5.5 to go in this first frame. Here's Berry, left-handed layup, Dr. J style, and the paint won't go. And another rebound here for Reifenberg of Unadilla Valley. Right side of the floor for Wyatt Gray. Hands off to Jackson. He's looking to get off the schneid. Dishes one instead to Reifenberg, who banks it in. And that's good for the first points of the night for Unadilla Valley. So Levi Reifenberg gets that to go. And UV leads Green 2-0. screen with the basketball, going right to left. Here's Klump with Wyatt Gray right in his face. Bounce passes down low to Frere. His floater is short. Ball is loose. And we'll see. There's going to be a foul on Osborne, the sophomore, underneath. Looks like as they were jockeying for position, he gets called for a foul underneath the basket. That'll be his first, team's first. Green will throw the ball in, and it goes to the backcourt. Chased down by Brandon Whitaker. He'll bring it back into the front court. Goes left side for Erickson. Tries the three. Dies on the front of the rim. Jackson is able to sky up for that one and rip it down. Left side of the floor for Gray. Give and go back to Jackson. Takes it right to the rim. Lost control of it, though. And the basketball is tipped away and goes back to Green. Low scoring first quarter. It's UV 2, Green nothing, with 4:40 to go first quarter. Green brings it back down the floor. They cross the Trojans logo at midcourt, now with Klump right side. Klump looking for options, goes to the high post, turnaround shot for Whitaker, got it. Maybe that'll get the Trojans going as we're tied up 2-2 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Andrew Jackson back up the floor, crosses the half-court timeline for UV. Again, we're tied 2-2 in the opening quarter here at Green High School tonight. Here is Caleb Parker for Unadilla Valley to the left wing side of the floor, goes to Wyatt Gray. Gray looking for options. His bounce pass was taken away, and Green will scoot back down the floor on the left side for Klump. Klump tries to take it right to the rim, and he's fouled by Osborne. And that's going to be Osborne's second foul with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between the Green boys and Unadilla Valley. So Osborne is going to be whistled for his second foul, and we'll see if head coach Matt Osborne, also his dad, will leave him in the game. Or we'll roll the dice and leave him in, or we'll take him out. We'll see. Looks like he's going to leave him in. Instead, Green is going to go to the bench. Frere will come out, and Nate Parker will come in, another guy who stands about 6'4". First shot for Klump was off the mark at the line. Second one coming. This one is up and good. So Spencer Klump gets his first basket of the night, and Green leads Unadilla Valley 3-2 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor for Wyatt Gray. Gray finds a wide-open Andrew Jackson, and his shot rattles in and out. Hit the left side and the right side of the rim, was halfway down and popped free. Rebound for Green. They're controlling the board so far on the defensive end, and the Trojans have the ball back up the floor. Now here with Nate Berry at the top of the key. Reifenberg right in his grill. Again, Green leads UV 3-2, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Interior pass for Green is stolen away by Andrew Jackson of UV. Jackson trying to go coast-to-coast. Now he gets into the paint and shoots and scores. But boy, he took some hard contact there to do it. But he gets it to go, and UV leads 4-3. Here's Nate Berry, now finding Spencer Klump. Dribble drive, back out for Erickson, who pumps the brakes, wants to slow it down and try to run the offense. Erickson gets into the paint, and he's fouled. Not a guy that's going to be easy to body up, Nate Erickson. I mean, he's one of the best running back slash quarterback combos in the area, and if he lowers the shoulder, look out, folks. That's what he did there, and Jackson was whistled for the foul. So that's three team fouls against UV and one team foul against Green so far. That's Jackson's first. Osborne stays in the game even though he has two personal fouls. Green on the inbounds pass again throws it way far down the floor. That one was not intentional, and Whitaker had to chase it back. With 3 minutes to go, first quarter, UV leads 4-3. Boys mat contest tonight here at GCS. Another steal here by Wyatt Gray as Green tries to push it to the interior, and that one was picked off. A pass to Parker in the corner in front of the Green bench, and a reach-in foul here on Brandon Whitaker, his first, team second. 2:50 to go, first quarter. UV 4 and Green 3. Wyatt Gray will inbound the basketball for the Storm on the baseline, close to the Green bench. Here's Jackson, right side corner for three. Got it. Boy, he's starting to heat up. Jackson now with 5 points, and UV leads 7-3 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor for Nate Erickson. Goes to the far side, now to the interior for Nate Parker. Parker back out for Klump. Another dribble drive back to Parker. Great dish down low at about waist level, and Parker had an easy layup because of it. And it's 7-5. With 2:25 to go in the first quarter, Jackson, left side of the floor, will now find Wyatt Gray. For Osborne, who again is playing with two fouls. Interior pass to Reifenberg. It was blocked, but it goes right out to Jackson, who buries a three-pointer. Lucky break there for UV. Reifenberg got blocked. It went to Jackson, and he finished it. UV leads 10-5 with 2 minutes to go first quarter. Erickson trying to answer. His Dr. J finger roll won't go down. And again, another rebound for Levi Reifenberg, and UV has possession. Back up the floor for the Storm. Into the corner for Osborne. Osborne back down low for Reifenberg. He's tried to create some space. Lost control of it. Out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Trojans. 1:50 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Again, thanks for listening in tonight on WCDO. The UV boys on the road, leading 10-5. Inbounds pass to Jackson, steps back for three. He's got 11. Boy, that's 3 3-pointers already for Andrew Jackson, and UV leads 13-5 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Now we'll have a foul, though, on Jackson. That's going to be his second. Erickson went right at him again on the right side. Now we're going to have a technical foul here against Unadilla Valley with 1:38 to go, first quarter. Head coach Matt Osborne, I believe, is going to receive the technical foul. And just when things were going well for UV, they lead 13-5. This is going to be the second foul on Jackson. And now a technical foul on head coach Matt Osborne. So now UV has two starters with two fouls. Cameron Osborne with two and Jackson with two. And he's red hot shooting the ball right now. He has 11 of their 13 points. Whitaker will go to the line to shoot the technical free throws. First one is up and good for Whitaker. And that cuts into this UV lead a little bit. Second one coming for Whitaker. Got it. So he goes 2 for 2. It's UV 13 and Green 7. And Green will get the basketball. So a technical there on Matt Osborne. And Jackson's going to stay in the game. So Coach Osborne not afraid to roll the dice in the early going. I got to say, that's gutsy. Two of your starters playing with those two fouls. I'd say 99% of the time, coaches just say, nope, we're gonna sit you and make sure you stay safe. Erickson tries a three right off the inbounds pass. Left it short, not enough mustard on that one. And UV with a rebound. As they go left to right in the black with the purple trim against Green, who was wearing the white tonight with the green trim. Here's Wyatt Gray. Gets down low. Gray is fouled as he tried to slice and dice between two defenders. I will say this. If UV gets into a tight game, and you could say Green too, they both had some early season tests. So I don't think anybody's going to be flustered necessarily if this stays a tight game like it is at the moment. Nate Berry's going to come out of the contest, and checking in here for Green will be Tristan Austin, another 6'4" guy to come off the bench. What a luxury to have. Inbounds pass. Wyatt Gray finds a cutting Levi Reifenberg, who's wide open and lays it up and in. So UV leads 15-7 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor for Erickson. Tries to zip one down low, finds Parker, kicks one back out, and Klump on the left side for three. That one died on the front of the rim. Osborne with a rebound, and he's able to create some space and gets the ball safely into the hands of Andrew Jackson, already with 11 points tonight for UV. UV leads Green 15-7 with 40 seconds to go first quarter. Right side now for Gray. Pump fakes, gets into the paint, stops. Lost control of it. Green comes away with it. Trojans looking to run. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Ahead now for Klump. Avoids the block there from Andrew Jackson. I thought it was going to maybe be his third foul, but instead they say Klump traveled. Klump was trying to pump fake, and in doing that, he kind of wiggled his pivot foot a little bit, and it was very close to being the third foul on Jackson because he went up for that block, and there was a lot of contact. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. UV 15, Green 7. Crossing the Trojans logo at midcourt, here's Jackson. Closely guarded by Klump. Jackson now will go to Reifenberg. Now back to Jackson. Down low, little give and go back to Reifenberg. He lays it up and in. Very pretty play. UV leads 17-7. 5 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Erickson. Tries to dish one back out for Klump for three at the buzzer. It's short. Ball loose on the floor, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Unadilla Valley leads Green 17-7. Boys MAC basketball action tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View. Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter, live from Green High School tonight. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. UV boys leading 17-7 over Green. Got to say, this is one of my favorite places to broadcast from because we're up off the floor. There's a nice press box area here. The lighting in the gym is pretty new, and it's a really great vantage point for me to call a game. So big thank you to Green for having us over here tonight for this contest between UV and Green. UV with the basketball. They go left to right. Here's Jackson. He hit three threes in the first quarter. Now he tries a long two in the corner right side in front of the Green bench. No good. Rebound for Erickson back up the floor. Again, UV 17 and Green 7. Here is Berry, baseline on the left side. Skip pass over to Nate Parker. Parker tried to penetrate, lost control of it though, tries a long alley-oop type pass over to Berry on the far side. He hauls it in but couldn't get a shot off. Berry will go to Frere, who leaves one down low here for Evan Walters. Walters on the left low block, lost control of the ball. Believe they said it was out of bounds, but last touched by UV. Here's our team foul situation. Early in the second quarter, UV has 5, Green with 3 as a team. But for UV, Osborne and Jackson both with 2 personals. Nate Parker will get it in. Goes to the left side for Berry. Berry gets tapped up there by Osborne, and that's going to be his third with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. It has not been the start tonight that Cameron Osborne wanted. The starting sophomore will now have to go to the bench, and Timmy Postma will come in wearing number 30 here tonight for UV. Green will get the ball in on the baseline. They quickly throw it into Walters. He banks it up and in off the pass there from Erickson. And it is UV 17 and Green 9. We're a minute into the second quarter, and UV has the basketball again. They go to Parker on the baseline. Parker will dish it off to Postma. Now to Jackson. Reverses far side, left side. Baseline shot for Reifenberg is an air ball and a rebound for Nate Berry. Berry quickly down the floor, stops, and will go to the foul line. Now he tries to dribble through and puts up the left-handed layup. It's good for Nate Berry, his first points of the night. He was our all-purpose award winner last Friday night when Green lost a nail-biter at Sydney. Here's Reifenberg, takes it right to the rim. Skies up, banks it off the glass, and it's good. 8 points for Levi Reifenberg. UV leads Green 19-11. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Trojans with the basketball as they go right to left. Bounce pass into the corner for Berry, but last touched off the hand there of Postma. So Timmy Postma, the sophomore, coming in and will play down low, replacing Cameron Osborne, who has 3 fouls. Here's Erickson, steps back in the corner. That 3 ball goes all the way around the rim, pops free, and then a rebound by Reifenberg. He had great position. Walters went over the back, and they call him for the foul. That's his first and the team's 4th. Jackson playing with 2 fouls for Unity La Valley brings it back up the floor. On the right side, now into the corner for Postma. Back out for Wyatt Gray, who's still scoreless. Trying to change that here. His jumper is too soft. Rolls off the back of the rim, and a rebound for Green. Back up the floor for Berry. Berry on the right side, little hesitation step. Gets caught in no man land. Skips it over to Erickson on the left side. 3-point line extended for Berry. Now he'll step in. Parker will dish it for him. His shot won't go. Walters puts it up, and he's fouled by Timmy Postma on the rebound opportunity with 5:45 to go second quarter. It's UV 19 and Green 11, and the six foot six junior, Evan Walters, will step to the line. Boy, both these teams, it's like when you go to the bench, you just bring in the next guy, and he's just as tall, if not taller. Walters puts this one up and in, so he's got 3 points off the bench. It's UV 19, Green 12. Trojans are just kind of staying in touch here. Second shot is well off the mark, And they'll say it was a violation anyways, so the score will remain UV 19 at Green 12 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Jackson on the inbounds pass will bring it up the floor. Again, UV in the black tonight with the purple trim. Green is in the home whites with the green trim. Jackson with a pass to Parker, far side, long three ball in the corner, left side, no good. Green is looking to run. Erickson, a great home run pass ahead to Frere, who lays it up and in. And Green has crawled back into this game. It's UV 19 and Green 14. The Trojans won't die in front of their home fans here tonight. Erickson will skip it over to Parker once again. Parker to the interior for Reifenberg. Reifenberg back to Jackson. Reverse layup is too strong. Ball is still in play. And the rebound comes down to Green. Here's Nate Parker. Parker shuffles back up the floor, finds Erickson on the Trojans logo at midcourt. Now back to Parker. Tries to dish into the interior for the 6'6" Walters. Kicks one back out, Erickson. Top of the key. We'll go to Barry in the corner. He's behind the arc. Barry, looking for options, goes across the top of the zone, back for Erickson. Erickson down low to Frere, who was cutting in on the back door. His shot won't go. And Postma had good position, boxed out Walters, and an over-the-back call on Walters with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. We'll give the ball back to Unadilla Valley. Team foul situation. UV now with 7. That's the second on Walters, and 5 team fouls on Green. Unadilla Valley boys leading Green 19-14 as Jackson will trot it up the floor once again on the left side. Chest pass to Gray, who needs to try to get on the score sheet here for Unadilla Valley. He steps back for a 3, and he answers the call right there. Hits that one, and a great shot as he stepped in. They left him wide open. He buried it, and UV leads 22-14. Green trying to answer once again. Right wing corner for Barry. He pops along, three ball there. That's way too strong. Skimmed the rim and went right into the hands of Teddy Postma. Outlet pass to Jackson. He crosses midcourt, going left to right. To the high post now for Reifenberg. Kicks back out for Wyatt Gray. His three is too strong. Postma skies for a rebound. Works one back out to Gray. Gray to Jackson. NBA three straight away. Splash. Got it from downtown. Jackson's got 14 on his fourth three-pointer of the night. UV leads 25-14. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Erickson, finds Barry. Barry goes to the high post. Had his pocket picked, though, by Wyatt Gray. Numbers for UV if they can hurry, but just as he got over the half-court timeline, Gray shuffled his feet. A traveling violation. We'll give it back to the Trojans. Spencer Klump will check back into the game. And Green's going to take a timeout in the meantime to talk about things. 3:40 to go, second quarter. UV 25, Green 14. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Also want to welcome in all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, our web stream, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. A big thank you to everybody at SFCU. 3:40 to go in the second quarter, live tonight in Green. The Green boys trailing visiting Unadilla Valley 25-14. Here's Alec Frere with a three ball in the corner. Left it short. Ball is loose. Pinballing around on the floor and picked up by UV. Wyatt Gray down the right side of the floor. Will go to the high post for Reifenberg. Takes it right to the rim. It rolls all the way around and won't fall. Tough one there for Reifenberg and a rebound for Green. Long bounce pass ahead from Barry through traffic. Finds Tristan Austin who put it in, but I think they'll wave it off, saying the foul was before he made the basket. So he will be shooting two, but he won't get that basket. as it was a hold on the arm. Foul will be on Postma, his second, team's eighth. And so stepping to the line here will be Tristan Austin, the sophomore's first shot on the 1-1 is no good, and another huge rebound by Reifenberg. Just jumped out of the gym for that one. Holy cow. Back up the floor for Jackson on the baseline, finds Reifenberg, went through the wickets. He couldn't control it, though. And here comes Green back down the floor. Klump trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled by Wyatt Gray with 2:58 to go in the second quarter. And so they'll just get Gray on a little reach in, and so Klump's going to head to the line. Again, with 2:58 to go in the second quarter, it's UV 25 and Green 14. And Klump will step to the charity stripe here. First shot coming for the Trojans is no good. Too strong and to the right. Stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break down this game, try to get you some out-of-town scores as well. Some games wrapped up early tonight. Klump's second shot is up and good. So Klump gets that one to go, and it's a 10-point ball game. Back the other way. Jackson fires up a three. It's no good. UV leads Green 25-15 as we approach halftime. Trojans with the ball at midcourt. Here's Nate Berry with 2 points tonight. One of the guys who was pretty strong last week against Sydney has been quiet so far tonight. Klump will pass to Erickson into the corner. Now for Nate Berry. Postma is going to pick up his third foul with 2.5 to go. Gave him the baseline. Coach Osborne not pleased with that. Berry's going to go to the line. UV with 10 team fouls now, 3 on Postma with 2.5 to go. Second quarter, it's UV 25 and Green 15. Two shots coming for the junior, Nate Berry. Again, we talked about it last Friday, the team of Nates. Nate Berry, Nate Parker, Nate Erickson, Nate Hurlbert. Definitely the team of Nates. Berry, the first shot is up and good for him. And as I said last week, hey, I'm all right with that, you know. It's a good name. Probably the best name out there, right? Berry's second shot coming as he makes the first one. Green just trying to stay in touch here. Second shot for Berry, no good. Another rebound for Reifenberg. Outlet pass to Jackson. I think if you're Coach Rice here for Green, you'd be happy to get in the locker room, try to keep it around 8, maybe 6, and keep it manageable for the start of the second half. UV working the ball around. They go to Reifenberg at the high post. He's blocked by Tristan Austin, but he got him on the arm, and we'll have a whistle. With 2:17 to go second quarter, UV boys on the road tonight at Green, leading 25-16. Two of the teams that we expect could be in the final top four of the league playoffs later this year. First shot for Reifenberg at the line is up and good. Reifenberg now with 9 points. That's the first foul on Austin. And the sixth team foul on Green. Second shot is off the mark and no good. Actually, I think they gave that one to Nate Berry, so that's going to be his second personal foul. Frere tries to get it in the corner, but it was tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Wyatt Gray. With 2:08 to go in the second quarter, UV 26, Green 16. Erickson will inbound the basketball directly in front of the UV bench. Here in Green, there's only seating on the one side, so we're on the same side of the benches, and the packed stands are on the far side here at Green High School. Right side of the floor for Klump. Holding on to it, he's behind the three-point arc, passes one into the right corner for Erickson. His three ball won't go down, clanks off the back of the rim out of bounds. It stays with the Trojans. Last touched, looked like by Reifenberg in the paint underneath. Minute 55 to go, second quarter. Green looking to get the ball in. They find Nate Berry on the left baseline. Berry takes it to the rim, partially blocked by Reifenberg. They'll say he got him on the wrist, and Berry will go to the line to shoot two. UV 26, Green 16, and Berry will step to the line, shoot two. And these could be really key for Green to help them, again, stay close. First one is up and good for Berry. If you can keep it in single digits, I mean, you still have a lot of time in the second half to try to slowly chip away at it, possession by possession. Second shot coming for Berry. This one is up, rattles around and in. So the iron is kind to Nate Berry. And looks like we're going to have a timeout taken with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. UV will take a timeout. They lead Green 26-18. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A minute 50 to go in the second quarter. UV boys lead 26-18. And the Storm with the basketball out of the timeout. Looks like Green's going to go with some full court pressure here, a little 1-2-1-1 press. Left side of the floor for Jackson. Sneaks a pass through on the sideline for Parker, who takes it right to the rim, and the left-handed layup is up and good for Caleb Parker. UV 28, Green 18. Back across the half-court timeline for Erickson. Into the corner now for Barry. Barry dishes down low for Frere. Back out trying to find Erickson. He can't save it before it goes to the half-court timeline. He was very close. But an over and back is the call, and UV will get the ball with a minute 28 to go in the second quarter. UV leading 28-18. Jackson will get across the half-court timeline, goes to the right side for Wyatt Gray. Gray holding on to it, will go to the high post for Reifenberg. UV trying to be patient here. Here's Jackson, left side into the corner for Parker. He'll fire one up from downtown. Too strong, too much spice on that one. Barry with a rebound ahead now for Erickson. Erickson tries to go right to the rim, lays it up and in. Nate Erickson with the bucket. And this is what I'm talking about. If Green could string a couple of these possessions together, that would be huge. Unadilla Valley leads 28-20. Back the other way. UV taking it right to the rim. Here with Dylan Nichols, fresh off the bench. He makes the bucket and he's fouled. That's huge for Unadilla Valley to get that type of a contribution late in the half off the bench. And here's Dylan Nichols, one of the better soccer players for Unadilla Valley, stepping to the line with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. His shot is short on the foul shot, so it remains a 10-point game, 50 seconds to go before the halftime break. UV 30 and Green 20. Here is Klump, gets into the lane and left his shot short. Erickson puts it up. He's rejected out of there by Reifenberg. They try to go right back down low to Klump. A lot of contact there. Ball scrambling around here with 37 seconds to go. We'll see what the call is. UV's actually going to call a timeout as that ball was pinballing around somehow. They got possession for long enough to get a timeout. We'll take a break. 37 seconds to go. Second quarter, UV 30, Green 20. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back once again, folks. 37 seconds to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, live from Green High School tonight. It's UV 30 and Green 20. UV with the basketball out of the timeout. About a two-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock at the moment. Reifenberg, bounce pass, will find Wyatt Gray. He's on the right side, right wing side, I should say, in front of the Green bench. Looks like UV is going to try to burn off as much time as they can. Shot clock's down to 15. Game clock's at 18. Jackson directing traffic. He's up near midcourt, right in the middle of the court. Erickson is guarding him. Now with 5 on the shot clock. They try to dish one back down low for Nichols. Takes it up for the shot. It's off the mark. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with UV with 2 seconds to go before the halftime break. So Wyatt Gray will do the inbound pass. And we'll see what the call is here for UV, what kind of a play they will dial up with 2 seconds left. Try to get somebody free for an open look. Again, UV leads 30-20, 2 seconds to go in the second quarter. UV will have the ball on the baseline, left wing side. They'll try to somehow get somebody open for an open look at the buzzer here, essentially. So 2 seconds to go. Both officials are talking to the coaching staffs here. And actually, no, okay, this is what they're going to say. It was a shot clock violation against UV, so the ball is going to go back to Green with 2 seconds to go. They're wisely going to take Jackson out of the game here so he doesn't pick up a silly foul. Checking in here for UV will be Danny Anderson. Green's going to have a chance to get it in. They go to Erickson. He gets to midcourt, tosses one up, but it'll be short. And that's our halftime score. UV 30, Green 20. I'm Nate Lowe. The Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report is coming up in just a couple of minutes here on CDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you live tonight at Green High School. Our halftime score is the Unadilla Valley boys leading Green 30-20. It's time now for the Mirabito Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for visiting UV, Andrew Jackson with a game-high 14 points so far. He got really red hot, I'd say middle to the end of the first quarter, where he nailed three three-pointers pretty much right in a row. He has 4 3-pointers so far tonight, so he has a game-high 14 points so far. Levi Reifenberg with 9 points. He's been a monster on the glass. If you get to watch him play this year, folks, he's just got springs on his legs. He can really jump out of the gym. 3 points for Wyatt Gray, 2 apiece for Dylan Nichols and for Caleb Parker. On the other side for Green, very balanced scoring, and that's what you get out of the Trojans.
any of these guys could go off on any given night. It's a nice luxury for head coach Chris Rice. They're led by 5 points from Nate Berry, 4 from Brandon Whitaker, 3 from Evan Walters, and then 2 apiece from Nate Erickson, Nate Parker, Spencer Klump, and Alec Frayer. I think if you can get Erickson going a little bit more and continue to try to hammer it inside, if you're Green right now, you have UV with a couple of guys in foul trouble. You have Cameron Osborne with 3. He's one of the starters, and Jackson has 2. So if Jackson, you know, gets a ticky-tack one, or if you take it right at him, and we saw Erickson do that a couple of times, try to drive on him, try to take him to the interior, maybe pick up that third foul, he's going to get in trouble. Now, they rolled the dice. UV rolled the dice, left him in the first half, but it's going to be difficult to do that if he picks up the third, maybe the fourth, you know, sometime early in that third quarter. So I'm interested to see how Green kind of attacks that, because, you know, UV is a different team if you take Jackson or Reifenberg off the floor. They still have a lot of good dynamic guys who could come in, but it would certainly change the complexion of the game a little bit. So interested to see how that that plays out. And Green has made a couple of runs. You know, it's kind of hung around 10 for a while, and then Green will chip it down to 6 points or so, and then it kind of balloons back up to 10 or 12. Green will chip back at it again. So it's kind of been a game of runs, and I think if Green could answer early somewhere here in the third quarter, try to chip away at it, make it manageable for the fourth quarter, still really anybody's ball game here. Again, it's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll take a small break. When we come back, we'll talk about this one some more and get you some out-of-town scores as well. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Again, the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. If you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. For all those details, or if you want to sign up for one, you can call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Unadilla Valley back out onto the floor here. They are warming up to start the second half. Our halftime score, the UV boys on the road, leading Green 30-20. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Should be an exciting second half. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Tomorrow, I will be over in South Courtright. That's going to be a fun doubleheader tomorrow. The Franklin girls are taking on SK at 1 o'clock, the boys at 2:30. I won't be on the radio. I'm just doing my live Twitter updates, but that should be a great game between a couple of good Class D schools. And then sometime this weekend, I'll be updating WCDOsports.com, updating what games we'll be doing on the radio next week. Still trying to feel that out a little bit, but I think we're going to have the UV girls taking on BG on the schedule on Thursday. That's one of the ones I'm certainly looking to do. We'll have some games earlier in the week. Next week, believe it or not, kind of a lighter week. Not a lot of teams are playing later in the week as we get closer to the Christmas break. There's not a ton of, you know, Friday games. It's kind of Thursday seems to be the cutoff before schools are going to take a couple of days off for the Christmas break. But then right after Christmas, holy smokes, there are tournaments galore. There's a lot of games, so it picks up very, very fast again later next week between Christmas and New Year's. So going to be an exciting time, that's for sure, for a lot of those great tournaments. You have the boys Grasso tournament over in Lawrence, which is going to be a ton of fun because it's going to have a good variety of MAC, Delaware, and Tri-Valley League teams over there. So that's going to be a ton of fun. And in a couple of weeks, we have another great matchup. I believe it's January 4th. I'll have to double-check. UV boys taking on South Corey. When you talk about two of the teams that are looking to be very, very good, UV and C, SK and D, they've met up the last couple of years for a non-leaguer. This year looks like it could be a very, very good non-league contest. So we're definitely going to try to have that on the radio in early January. One more quick break here on WCDL, the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score, UV 30, Green 20. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDL.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we're back underway, start of the third quarter. Folks, I didn't forget those out-of-town scores. The first break here in the third quarter, I'll make sure I get them to you. We're 10 seconds in. We'll have a jump ball as Erickson ties up Cameron Osborne, and the ball will go back to Green. Let's reset things here, folks. Green will now be going left to right to start the second half. They're in the home whites with the green trim. Unadilla Valley is in the black with the white and the purple trim. They're going right to left. Clump has the basketball here for the Green Trojans. They go to the right side for Nate Erickson on the baseline. Erickson looking for options. He gets double-teamed, has to spin his way out of it, and passes back up to Spencer Clump at the top of the key. Clump with a bounce pass to Erickson at the high post. He spins through traffic, gets down low, lost control of it. Ball is loose, pinballing around. And we're going to have a foul on Nate Berry. So the ball was on the floor. Both teams are wrestling and scrambling for it. Berry gets called for a reach-in with 7:25 to go in the third quarter. All right, here's one of those out-of-town scores. A game from earlier today, the Walton girls defeating Harpersville 57-22. The boys' game was later, and Walton, at the end of the first quarter, led 21-4. Here's Levi Reifenberg back down the floor. They quickly feed him in the high post. The turnaround shot for Reifenberg is in. He's got 11 points, so he's into double figures. And UV leads 32-20. Now they go to Nate Berry on the right low block. He tosses it up and in. Muscled that one up over Reifenberg and put it in. So he's got 7 points. Last check I had on the Sydney boys against BG tonight, Sydney was leading 21-4. I believe that was close to halftime was the last check I had on that. Well, 6:45 to go third quarter. Parker for Unadilla Valley was taking one down low and gets fouled and will go to the line. With 6:45 to go here in this third frame, UV leading 32-22. I'll double-check that Sydney score on the update I had. As Parker is here to the line, first shot is up and good for Parker. He now has 3 points. Halftime score, so I did get another update. Sydney leading BG 29-12 at the halftime break. That is the Sydney boys hosting BG tonight. Second shot for Parker is no good, so UV leads 33-22. With 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Spencer Clump up the left side of the floor. Now we'll go to Brandon Whitaker in the corner. Clump holding on to it, looking for options against this long, lanky zone of UV. Left side for Clump, tries a deep three, it won't go. Rebound for Parker, quickly back up the floor. Lost control of it, Clump gathers it up here for Green. Tries a behind-the-back pass, and it was stolen away. Jackson will rip it back up the floor. Jackson gets right into the paint, tosses one up, a charge is the call. Nate Erickson planted his feet in the floor, sacrificed the body, and that's the one we talked about at halftime. That's going to be the third personal here on Jackson with 6:15 to go in the third. His third personal and the first on UV in the second half. He's going to have to be very careful going forward. Looks like he's staying in, though. UV leads 33-22 over Green on the road here in a Mac Boys contest tonight. Into the corner for Whitaker. Steps back for a long three, popped off the back of the rim. Rebound is loose, gathered up by Reifenberg as he windexes the glass. Ahead now for Parker. Back for Wyatt Gray. Again, the Storm going right to left with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. UV 33 and Green 22. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Jackson, right side for three, gets tripped up as he fired that one off. Shot won't go, and there's not a foul. Clump back the other way, and he'll get called for a charge. So UV returns the favor as Caleb Parker absorbs the contact and gets bowled over there by Clump, his first, team's third of the second half, with 5:35 to go, third quarter. So both teams taking a charge here to start this third frame. Jackson back up the floor, crosses the half-court timeline. Chest pass for Parker in the corner. Now looking for Osborne. Osborne will go to the high post for Reifenberg. Back for Jackson. Right side for Wyatt Gray. Back to Jackson. They're trying to free him up for a shot. Boy, a running jumper for Jackson with the kiss off the glass. Gets it to go. He's got 16. What a tough angle shot, and he makes it look so easy. Here's Erickson trying to come back and answer for Green. He left his shot short. Ball is loose in the paint. Both teams scrambling for it. Reifenberg comes out of the pile, but was had his pocket picked there by Erickson. Ball loose on the floor again. Jump ball, possession arrow will give it back to UV after both teams were fighting hard for it down on the hardwood. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. UV 35, Green 22. So again, Andrew Jackson and Cameron Osborne, two of the five starters here for UV, both playing with three fouls. Jackson gets across the Trojan logo at midcourt, bounces into the corner for Reifenberg. Reifenberg, chest pass back up for Parker. We'll leave it off for Jackson again, who was closely guarded here by Clump. With 4:40 to go, third quarter, Clump almost stole it away from him, but the ball goes right to Wyatt Gray, who steps back for three. Wyatt Gray with his second three-pointer of the night, and UV pushes it to a 38-22 lead over Green with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Erickson brings it up the floor, left side, passes down low for Frere. His jumper won't go from the right low block. Windexing the glass, ahead now is Andrew Jackson. Pumps the brakes as he gets to midcourt on the right side in front of the fans here at Green High School. Tries to dish one down low as he gets into the paint for Reifenberg, but it was punched out of bounds by the Trojans. And the possession arrow, possession will stay with UV. Last touched by Green. 6'6", Evan Walters comes into the contest. Inbound pass here for UV. A shot by Jackson from the left side corner won't go. Erickson comes up with the basketball off the missed shot. Up the floor, he tries a backdoor pass for Walters, who was wide open, but he couldn't connect, couldn't finish. We'll have a jump ball as Jackson got tied up with Walters on the rebound. Boy, I thought maybe that was going to be foul number four there on Jackson. Instead of jump ball, we'll keep it with GCS. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Unadilla Valley boys on the road tonight here in Green, leading 38-22. A great performance so far from Andrew Jackson with 16 points. Here is Nate Parker. We'll leave one off for Walters. His jumper from 10 feet is good. Walters has been very effective off the bench. He's got five. That's tied for the team high right now. Here's Wyatt Gray, left side of the floor. Goes back to Jackson. Give and go back to Gray. Pump fakes, gets into the paint, up and under. His shot won't go, but he's fouled with 3.5 to go in the third. UV leads 38-24. Second foul on Spencer Clump and the fourth on Green as a team. So here's the team foul situation. Green with four, UV with one. And Gray will go to the line. Takes a deep breath, settles in. First shot for Gray is good. So he has seven. So for UV, 16 points for Jackson, 11 for Reifenberg, 7 for Gray. That's kind of their big three. Gray's second shot is good. So he's got 8 points. Timeout taken by Unadilla Valley. Again, 3.5 to go, third quarter. UV 40, Green 24. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3.5 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. UV leading Green 40-24. Green will have the ball out of the timeout. And Nate Parker, the 6'4" sophomore, will inbound to Nate Erickson. Erickson will scoot up the right side of the floor, fakes a pass into the corner. Now he does go to Parker. Parker will zip one back to Erickson, left side. Again, Green going left to right. They go to the top of the key here for Klump. Klump for Erickson into the corner now for Nate Parker. They'll feed it down low here for Tristan Austin. He couldn't hold on to it. And Caleb Parker for UV will come away with it. He tries to take it right to the rim. His shot won't go. And a rebound here for Walters. The big fella has done a good job off the bench on those rebounds. Erickson to the baseline, trying to create some room. Flies one over to the far side there for Parker for a long two. Nate Parker now with 4 points for Green, and it's UV 40, Green 26, with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Wyatt Gray. Passes down low for Osborne, a little up and under. Can't finish it off. Had a point-blank look in the land of the trees, but it wouldn't go. 2:25 to go, third quarter. UV 40, Green 26. Here's Parker. We'll feed one down low for Walters. Pushing and shoving through the traffic and puts it in. Evan Walters now with 7 points. With 2:15 to go, third quarter. The big fella getting it done. And it's back to a 12-point ball game. UV 40, Green 28. Jackson, chest pass for Gray. Takes it to the baseline. Gets tied up. Tried to dish one for Reifenberg. Walters is there for the steal. So he's making an impact on both ends of the floor. 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Erickson back up the floor on the right side. Chest pass for Klump. Bounce pass into the corner for Parker. Back for Klump as Green spins it around the top of the globe here to the right side. Three-point line extended for Parker. Step back three. Left it short. Draws nothing but air. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Let's see who it's on. Zebra Cruz says this one's going to be on Unadilla Valley, I believe on Caleb Parker, with a minute 45 to go here in the third. Yes, so the team foul situation, Green with 4, UV with 2, a minute 45 to go third quarter. Again, UV leads Green 40-28. On the baseline, Green with the basketball. Here's Klump. He gets sandwiched in between two defenders, lost the ball, but Green holds on to possession. Now a steal by Jackson. Jackson came over and said, no, I'll take that. Jackson back across midcourt as UV goes right to left. At the top of the key, goes to the high post. Reifenberg kicks it out for Gray. Pump fakes, skips across the top of the zone, back to the right side. Now back to Gray at the top of the key, steps in for a short three right on the line. It won't go. Reifenberg cleans up the mess and puts it home. Reifenberg with 13, and it's UV 42, Green 28. Erickson slowly back up the floor as we have about a minute to go in the third quarter. Green has been trying to keep it right around 10, but UV continues to push hard. Here's Frere with a skip pass over to Klump. Down low for Walters. The big fella again can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Gets tied up with Gray. Those two exchange words. And let's see what the call is here from the officials. Could have been on either, it looked like. And they're going to call it on Gray for a hold down low. His second, team's third, with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Green will inbound the basketball. They try a little alley-oop inbound play to Walter. It's partially blocked, but it goes right into the hands of Alec Frere, and he finishes it off. He's got 4 points, and it's back to a 12-point game. UV leads 42-30 with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Jackson. He goes to the high post for Reifenberg, went through his legs. Erickson jumps on it, gets tied up with Reifenberg. Timeout is taken, though, by Green just in time before the jump ball. 30 seconds to go in the third. It's UV 42, Green 30. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Green with the basketball, 30 seconds to go. They'll work it around to Crump, now back to Erickson. Shot clock is off. Into the corner for Frere. Steps back for three. Huge three-pointer there from Alec Frere. He's got seven. Big-time bucket there for Green to cut it to 42-33. 5 seconds left. Jackson back up the floor. Right side for three at the buzzer. Dies on the back of the rim and won't go. Three quarters in the books here in Green. It's the UV Storm leading the Green Trojans 42-33 in the Mac Boys basketball battle tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just a minute on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies. With everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here in Green with the score UV 42, Green 33. Here's a Sydney boys update as they start the third quarter. Again, they lead Bainbridge, BG, 29-12. UV with the basketball. They go to the right side of the floor. Here's Wyatt Gray as they go right to left on your radio dial. And they'll skip pass across for Caleb Parker. Lost control of it. Nate Erickson will take off down the floor. Breakaway layup for Erickson. Gets it to go. Erickson, who's had a relatively quiet night on the score sheet, he now has 4 points, and it's UV 42, Green a 35. They've chipped it down to a 7-point deficit. Let's see if they can close the gap. Storm with the ball. Here's Jackson for Gray in the corner. The jumper is no good on the baseline. Walters, who's made a big impact off the bench, with another rebound. Outlet pass here to Erickson, who walks it up the floor. He's only got 4 points, but he just does a little bit of everything, and he's such a leader for this team. Erickson finds Crump, interior pass down low for Nate Parker, back out to Frere. They swing it around the top of the world here, around the arc for Walters, down low for Frere in the corner, baseline jumper, splash! Alec Frere now with 9 points, and he's doing a good job on the interior of kind of jumping out and getting those baseline jumpers to go. UV 42, Green 37 with 6:45 to go fourth quarter. Here's Reifenberg at the high post, he travels. He tripped over his own foot, it looked like, as he tried to make a move at the right elbow. And a traveling violation gives the ball back to Green. UV wants to talk it over. Matt Osborne needs to have a word with his guys. With 6:43 to go, fourth quarter, it's UV 42, Green 37. Take a quick break on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's UV 42, Green 37. The Trojans were down by as many as 16 at one point, but they've really chipped their way back into this ball game. I'm Nate Lull. Don't turn the dial. Stay here the rest of the way with UV holding on to a tight lead against Green on the road in a key early season boys MAC battle. Green with the ball. They go down low for Walters, and he can't put it in with a right-handed layup. Parker, though, cleans up the mess and puts it in. Nate Parker now with 6 points. Very even scoring here for Green, and it's down to a three-point game, 42-39. UV trying to hang on. Still lots of time to play with 6 minutes to go. Here's Reifenberg at the high post. Back out Gray. Three ball rattles in and out. Reifenberg skying for the rebound, but he couldn't quite get his fingertips on it and haul it in. Green scoops up the rebound. Back the other way, taking it right to the rim. There is Alec Frere. He can't get the bucket, but he's fouled. Foul is going to be on Wyatt Gray. That's going to be his third and the team's fourth. So both teams with four fouls apiece. And Frere will head to the line. He has 9 points. And now he's got 10. Gets that to go. So it's a two-point ball game. Who would have thought? Green just refusing to lose has really gotten back into it here. Frere's second shot is good. Nothing but net there for Frere. He's now their leading scorer with 11 points. It's a one-point game, folks. UV 42, Green 41. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Gray at the top of the key. Leaves it off for Jackson. Jackson with 16, but he's been quiet the last few minutes. To the high post for Reifenberg. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Clanks it off the back of the rim. Green comes away with it. Up the floor for Nate Erickson as Green goes left to right. Into the sure hands of Spencer Klump. Now back for Erickson. Klump with an NBA range three on the left side, too strong. Ball pinballing around on the floor. Klump somehow followed a shot into the land of the trees, came up with it, and will have a jump ball. He got down on the floor, ripped it away from one of the big guys for UV. I think it was Gray. It was kind of screened on my angle here, and that brought up a jump ball. Timeout is taken here by UV. Green's trying to say, was that a jump ball? We'll sort things out during the timeout with 5:14 to go in the fourth. It's UV 42, Green 41 on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, it's a packed house here tonight at Green High School, and these fans have been treated to a pretty good game. I'm sure that a lot of them thought, boy, UV is going to walk away with this. With a 10-point halftime lead, they push it up to as many as 16, but it's a one-point game. Green refusing to go away has gotten back into it. It's UV 42, Green 41. I don't think they really sorted anything out during that timeout, I should say. Yeah, see, the scorekeepers were confused. There was not a jump ball situation, so they needed to keep the arrow the same. UV called the timeout, apparently, before the jump ball would have been called. So UV will get the basketball. Wyatt Gray will inbound to Andrew Jackson. But again, 5:15 to go fourth quarter. UV leads by a single point, 42-41. And they have not scored so far in the fourth quarter. Caleb Parker, left side, goes to the top of the key for Wyatt Gray. Gray with a chest pass, far side for Jackson. Clump has been in his face most of the night. They go down low to Reifenberg. Kicks one back out for Gray. He gets down low in the paint. Acrobatic shot, won't go. Ball loose on the floor. Green comes away with it. And an outlet pass to Clump. Clump back up the floor, crosses the half-court timeline. And it goes to Erickson on the right side. Now for Nate Parker. Parker on the baseline. Spin move off the glass, won't go. And a rebound for Wyatt Gray. Gray with an outlet pass to Reifenberg. Ahead now to Jackson. Jackson pumps the brakes. Slows it down. Let's see what happens with 4:25 to go in the fourth. Jackson, pull-up jumper from three-point land. His foot was on the line. Doesn't matter. It wouldn't go. Clump with a rebound. Again into the land of the skyscrapers, and somehow the smallest guy on the floor comes away with it, playing scrappy. 4:10 to go in the fourth. Still a one-point game. Here's Walters. Lost it, but a reach-in on Jackson. And this is going to be the fourth foul, I believe, on Jackson. Yes, it is. Fourth personal foul on Andrew Jackson, and the team's fifth. With 4:10 to go in the fourth, Jackson's going to have to be really careful now. They need him on the floor. Erickson with the basketball will get one to Frere, who's been hot the last couple of minutes. Turnaround shot in the lane, no good. Follows his shot, gets his own rebound, kicks one out for Clump. Clump on the left side of the floor, back to Erickson. They'll reset as they got a fresh shot clock to work with. Erickson into the corner again for Frere. They'll work it around the top of the key, around the arc, now to the high post for Parker. Into the corner for Frere. 15 on the shot clock as it ticks down. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. UV leads 42-41. They've gone cold here in the fourth quarter. Down low, Erickson tries to dish one off there to Evan Walters. He did not see it coming through his hands and out of bounds. That just shows you how athletic of a guy Erickson can be. Walters didn't even expect that a pass could come from that angle off his hands and out of bounds. 3:30. To go fourth quarter. UV leads 42-41. Pull-up jumper here for Caleb Parker. Died on the front of the rim. Won't go. Frere is able to rip it down. And Green will bring it back up the floor. Green has climbed all the way back in this game, but they still trail by a point. Trying to take the lead. Here's Frere with the jumper. Too strong. Jackson will sky for the rebound and comes away with it. Jackson down the floor. Trying to go coast to coast. Now we'll dish one off to Gray. Gray has his pocket picked, though, by Erickson at the right low block. And the Trojans will try a long home run pass ahead here for Walters off his shins and out of bounds. He was just moving too fast in transition and couldn't collect it off his shin and out of play. Boy, it's been both teams the last couple of minutes have not been able to score. 2:50 to go in the fourth. The exciting conclusion here coming up with UV leading by a point, 42-41, trying to hang on for the win. Here's Jackson, gets into the paint, his jumper no good. Reifenberg tried to tip it, it wouldn't go. It's like there's a lid on these rims at the moment. Erickson quickly in transition, goes flying into the paint, will have a foul. Erickson maybe was a little out of control there, but he got away with one with 2.5 to go in the fourth. Foul is going to be on Caleb Parker for UV, his second, team's sixth. Team foul situation, UV with 6, Green with 4, with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Green trying to tie the game on this foul shot right here. Erickson gets it to go. Hit the back of the rim and just died and then fell in. So Erickson's got 5. We are tied at 42. Unbelievable comeback here by the Trojans tonight. So glad we were here to see it. Erickson cannot get the second foul shot to go. It was wide to the right. A rebound for Reifenberg. He gets tied up and fouled. He was holding off two guys on a great box out there. Foul will be on Green's Nate Parker, his second, team's fifth. So UV will inbound the basketball. And Jackson looks over to head coach Matt Osborne. Now he'll dish one in the backcourt back to Wyatt Gray, who's kind of taken over some of the ball handling duties after Jackson picked up his fourth foul. 2:20 to go in the fourth. Jackson into the corner, will dish it off, goes back to Gray. Gray looking for options, feeds one into the corner for Jackson. The three ball hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Frere with a rebound. So we're tied at 42 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth. UV has not scored here in this fourth quarter. Shots haven't fallen, and Green has played good defense. Interior pass from Frere to Walters. He caught it and was fouled. Let's see who it's on. This is going to be on Unadilla Valley's Levi Reifenberg, his second, team's seventh. So Green's shooting a 1-1, and they'll be shooting foul shots from here on out. Again, a minute 57 to go, fourth quarter. UV 42, Green 42. Walters' foul shot won't go. And both teams continue to shoot very, very ice cold here in the fourth quarter. Let's see who can hang on. Minute 50 to go. It's going to be an exciting finish. Wyatt Gray, top of the key. Back for Caleb Parker. He wants the step-back three-pointer. Too much mustard on that one. It was long, and a rebound for Erickson. Erickson walks it up the court across the Green Trojans logo at midcourt. Cuts back right wing side. Green going left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the green trim. UV's in the black with the purple and white trim. They pass it down low, and a turnaround shot from 10 feet is good for Nate Parker. Green takes the lead, 44-42. And now UV is going to give the ball away at midcourt. Miscommunication there between Gray and Jackson. Went off of his leg and out of bounds. And Green gets it back with a minute 14 to go in the fourth. Disaster here for UV. They're going to need a stop on defense. Erickson gets the inbound pass. He calls the play. Calls a four out, one in play. Now he goes to Klump with a minute 5 to go. Klump's going to take it down low, finds Walters, who puts it up and in. Fans go wild as Walters now with 9 points. Green 46, UV 42. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Jackson with a fall away three. It's an air ball out of bounds. No foul is called. He did take some contact there, but there was no whistle. That was a deep, deep three with 50 seconds to go. Green gets the ball back. Trojans will get it into Erickson. And now ahead for Nate Parker. Up the floor. Parker will find Walters. Down low, he's blocked. Looks pretty clean from Caleb Parker, but the officials think otherwise. And Walters is going to go to the line. Folks, Green is up four with 45 seconds left. They might pull this off. What a comeback here tonight by the Trojans. Down 10 points at halftime. They have come back to take a four-point lead. First shot from Walters, which could have been the icing on the cake, is no good. Second shot coming. This would be huge. This would go a long way, and Walters gets that one to go. He's got 10, and it's 47-42. UV needs a miracle, and they need it fast. Parker takes it to the rim. Blocked out of there by Green. Nate Parker slotted it. Green back up the floor. A timeout taken here by the Trojans with 34 seconds left. It's Green 47, UV 42. Trojans trying to hang on for a big win tonight on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
34 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's Green 47, UV 42. Trojans with an inbound pass. Klump gets tied up. They immediately foul him, and he's going to head to the line. This will be the fourth foul on UV's Caleb Parker, team's ninth. UV, folks, has not scored here in the fourth quarter. They led 42-33 to start the fourth quarter, and it's currently Green 47, UV 42. Klump to the line. His first shot rattles in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Reifenberg comes away with it. UV needs some points in a hurry with 30 seconds left. Parker in the corner steps back for a three. Let it go. It wouldn't go down. Rebound for Nate Berry. He gets tied up with Jackson. This could be Jackson's fifth. Yes, it is. With 24 seconds to go, Andrew Jackson, probably the best player on the floor, is going to foul out. Green 47, UV 42. Jackson with a great night. He had 16. Didn't get a lot of the calls to go his way. Dylan Nichols will come in with 24 seconds left. Nate Berry is at the line. He has 7 points. Just a great effort here by Green. Very balanced scoring. And they can pretty much seal it up right here. This would be a big win. You know, they lost a heartbreaker at Sydney last Friday night. This would certainly help right the ship. First shot for Berry, rattles in and out. What an opportunity to get this win on your home floor, too, in front of your home fans. Tough one here tonight for UV, as they've had a lot of close games to start the season. This one doesn't go their way tonight, it looks like, as Berry gets the second shot to go. He's got 8. 20 seconds to go. It's Green 48, UV 42. Never say never. Green will get it to Reifenberg. He gets it into the paint, off the glass. It won't go down. Green with a rebound with 12 seconds left, and Reifenberg will get whistled for the call there. Timeout is taken with 12 seconds left. Green 48, UV 42. So 28 seconds. Okay, Green did call timeout there. With 12 seconds left, we'll step away for 30 and be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Trojans get it in out of the timeout, but it goes off the fingertips there of Nate Berry as he was lunging for a bullet pass there from Nate Erickson. So 11.6 to go. UV is going to get the ball on the baseline. Can they get it in and maybe hit a quick three? Let's see. Jackson is fouled out of the game. UV's got to get it in. They get it to Reifenberg. He's going to have to step back. Tries a three. Won't go. Ball is loose. Scooped up by Berry with 6 seconds to go. And he is fouled. So Green leads 48-42. Folks, I don't know if I've seen many times when I've seen a team as good as UV just not score in a quarter. I mean, they've had good looks. They've had shots from outside, from in the paint. 10-foot jumpers just wouldn't go. And sometimes that's the way the game is. It's cruel. Berry to the line. His first shot is short. But with 6.4 left, it looks like Green is going to escape. I shouldn't say escape because they earned this one, but they might pick up a big win here tonight. Second shot for Berry is good. So Berry with 9. And it's Green 49, UV 42. Storm with one last chance up the floor. Wyatt Gray with a three ball at the buzzer. No good. That's it. 49-42. Green with a big-time win over Unadilla Valley tonight. UV doesn't score in the fourth quarter. A disappointing loss for the Storm on the road. And the MAC circus, I guess you could call it, is underway in the standings. This is going to be a log jam throughout the rest of the season. You can tell. There's going to be some tight games and tight teams at the top. Green 49, UV 42. That's the final. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. One last time here to Green High School. The Green boys with a comeback victory over Unadilla Valley, 49-42. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for UV, Andrew Jackson with a game-high 16, Levi Reifenberg with 13, Wyatt Gray with 8, Caleb Parker with 3, Dylan Nichols with 2. Jackson fouled out late in the fourth quarter. He was red hot to start the game, but again, UV just goes scoreless, goes ice cold in the fourth quarter, allowing Green to come back for this 49-42 victory. Very balanced scoring, just as we saw last Friday from the Green Trojans when they were up in Sydney. A team-high 11 points from Alec Frere, 10 from Evan Walters, 9 from Nate Berry, 8 from Nate Parker, 5 from Nate Erickson, 4 from Brandon Whitaker, 2 from Spencer Klump. So really nice effort tonight on the score sheet from Green. Let's get into our three awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give this award tonight to Andrew Jackson, 16 points. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Great shooting night for him in the first half. Just did a little bit of everything. He will get our Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support local high school basketball on WCDO. Boy, a lot of good candidates for this one here tonight. I think I'm going to give this one, boy, dynamic defense. There was just a lot of guys who did a really nice job. I'm just torn because Green had so many good players on the floor tonight. I'm going to give this one to Spencer Klump. I know he had 2 points, but I thought his defense on Jackson was solid. I thought it was really, really solid and, really frustrated Jackson in the second half. So we'll give Spencer Klump our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Easy choice for me here. Alec Frere is going to get our All-Purpose Award tonight. I thought his shooting in the second half, he did a little bit of everything, his rebounds. He was great, and I really thought he jump-started things for Green. So we'll give Alec Frere our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. So again, the Green boys come back. They were down 10 at halftime, down as many as 16 at one point. They come back to knock off UV 49-42, and that will send ripple waves around the MAC standings, I am sure. Thanks for joining us. Folks, we'll be back next week. Check out WCDOsports.com for everything you need, all your scores, stats, pictures, it's all right there. We'll have Twitter updates tomorrow for 2 contests as the Franklin boys and girls head over to South Courtright. That's a great Class D matchup starting at 1 o'clock for the girls, 2:30 for the boys. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Make sure you have a good rest of your weekend. We'll have sports for you tomorrow and all next week. And happy holidays as well, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.